The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. We finally figured out the real problem with cars. It's your right foot. More after this from Charlie. This will probably be the biggest change in the automobile since airbags. Right now, in the U.S., there are about 1.7 million rear-end crashes each year, with 200 people killed and 400,000 injured. But now, there's the prospect of cutting that in half, because the federal government has reached an agreement with 20 car manufacturers to make automatic electronic braking standard equipment. Mark Rosekind heads the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Life-saving AEB systems will be not just a pricey option on top-of-the-line models, but a given for any American consumer in the new car market.
These systems use cameras, radar, and even lasers to predict a collision before it happens, warn you it's coming, and then automatically apply the brakes if you don't pay attention. And the other breakthrough, so to speak, is that getting the car makers to agree didn't require passing a single new regulation. This time, the manufacturers agreed all on their own.
This can be a very important step in finding new ways and new models of working toward more safety and fewer fatalities.
One possible drawback is that the agreement gives manufacturers until 2022 to make the brakes standard in cars and light trucks, and groups that lobby for car safety are pushing for mandatory regulations so the manufacturers can't renege. But looking at the latest car ads, I think the industry is motivated to comply. I think they've discovered that safety sells.
A car that doesn't get distracted. Auto emergency braking with pedestrian detection.
Technology just saved your life.
And when that technology becomes standard, I'll bet those new cars will fly off the lot. And then stop themselves just in time, of course. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.